Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion.
Phila ubomi nathi, mamela inkqubo zethu ku radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Umhlobo wakho wemihla ngemihla.
Hey, 657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit, it is coming to you. We trust, we believe the Father is doing you good, blessing you so much in a mighty way. You and I are the best of friends. This is happening throughout up to the hour 8. Tuesday Live, the name of the show. From 6 up to 8 o'clock, it is Tuesday Live. And from 8 o'clock, it is Men's Dialogue, man. Then there, I will be with the Bishop, Tim Kulu, and from Koinonia Bible Church. And we will be doing issues that pertain to men. And we call it the program Men's Dialogue, featuring Men on Track. It's happening later on today. And of course, we are together till 8 o'clock. And I want to say thank you so much to Johan Els. Thank you so much to Johan Els. And I just wanted to say, you know, let's continue to pray. I see some people are coming back, you know. Those friends of ours there in Cape Town, they're coming back into fellowshipping again in the church, you know. And I've seen they've been taken over by this political whirlwind. And now I see the dust has settled down and people are saying, hey, it looks like I lost my roots. I'm going back to my roots. Give me my boots so that I can run back to my roots. So it's happening. It's happening. I saw one leader. Really is speaking with regards to the Father. He called in, the honorable member called in. It's been a while. Man, we missed him so much. So he's back. He said to me, I'm back. He said this on Sunday. He said, I'm back. So yes, indeed, let it be so. And of course, Johan Els is back tomorrow morning. In the meantime, man, let us propagate peace. Peace also towards our children. What's happening here in Pretoria is just amazing, man, especially with the young children. I mean, these are young children in these nightclubs, man, who are used as sex toys by elderly men. It is just appalling. It's happening right here in Pretoria. So pray for us so that we can be able to address this. It's not only a criminal matter, it's also a moral matter. And that is why we have men's programs to really address things like this. Men lining up to rape little children. This is quite sad, man. It's like taking children and putting them into the war fronts. So we need to speak peace and we need to pray for a new day where we can see these things no more, man. We need a new day.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
George Benson there. New Day, the name of the song. And did you hear on that chorus where it says, looking forward to a new day where we don't even have to send children to war. And where we don't just pass when we see people slowly dying each and every time. It's important that as believers we become those kinds of people who care. And like I said, the things happening in Pretoria here, they're just awkward. These kids, man, who are being raped in a nightclub. So be careful about these nightclubs. Actually, don't go there. Don't go there. Don't go to these nightclubs. Whatever it is they call them, don't go there. they are busy with young blood. That's what they say. They say they want young blood. And that's what we see there happening. So these nightclubs, all of them, you know, all of them. Don't be fascinated by these DJs and these celebrities who go there and do all those things and stuff. People with these expensive German cars and all those kinds of things. No, please, don't go there. Check what is happening to people today, and people are talking since last night. I've never seen such a thing where people run away, even owners run away, you know, they run away. They're doing things here in Pretoria, man. Yeah. And it's not the first time, man. In Sunnyside, these things are happening. In Hatfield, these things are happening. In Eastland, just here in Kilner Park, these things are happening. You know, you find all these outlets where these little girls are lured into these places, dark places with two doors as if it's a studio. And there's always elderly men frequenting. Aibo, no man. Let us welcome our guests. Let me greet Barukia, he's in Cape Town. Shalom, Mark.
Shalom, Rabba, my ah, to you, to your family. Shalom, Rabba, to Professor Buyi Sondezi and your family, and to the Radio Pulpit family. Shalom, Rabba, hoping we're going to have a good show as always. May Abayahua give us strength and wisdom to unpack what will be discussed in order for his people to be able to learn as well. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And we also have Professor Buyi Sondezi in Joburg from UJ. Professor, greetings and welcome.
Blessed evening, my brother. Thank you so much for your welcome. Yeah, I've been listening to what you are saying, and it's really touching our hearts. Yeah, it's very painful. But yeah, let me finish up with the greeting. I greet you and your beautiful family in the mighty name of Yahushua Mashiach. I greet my brother, Brother Barukia, and your wonderful family. I'm also greeting the family of Radio Pulpit in the name of our King, the Lord of Lords. It is another time again and the opportunity that we can share in the word of the Elohim, our Father. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Is it raining in Joburg?
It has been raining, I think, yeah. The whole weekend has almost been like this.
Even now?
And it seems like it's going to be like this. Yeah, it seems like it's going to be like this till the weekend.
Yeah.
As we look at the weather forecast, yeah.
So there shouldn't be any shortage of water then? Hey.
Unfortunately, I don't know what's happening. And there are drips and drops of water from the taps, but there's a lot of rain outside. You know, there's this oxymoron.
Yeah.
These things that are happening here, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Things are no longer happening. It's quite sad we see these things. Now, welcome to the show, and thank you for joining us again.
Thank you, my brother.
Tonight, we are talking about spiritual slumber, spiritual sleep, the effects and solutions that could be found there. And what is spiritual slumber? And right now, I've been talking about how young girls are being harvested here in Pretoria. And this has been happening for quite some time. And I mean, these guys are able to go into these colleges, these university colleges, university campuses and all that. When they visit these young girls, I mean, a guy with a Bentley. Okay, I'm sorry. A person who drives a Bentley must be over 49 or over 45. I mean, I'm talking about a car worth about 2 to 3 million rands. And you find this car with a girl having a packet of chips, and you look at that girl, you can tell this must be either the last born of this man or it's his niece. Only to find that it's the girlfriend. And they go to visit, and this was amazing. I remember this other case where this guy has come to check. Do you know check? Mayaki, you know who check our king, Akir?
Yes, ma.
Yeah. Yeah, our king, lo check. Professor, uyazi ukucheka ukuthi yini?
Yes, I do.
Oh, okay. I thought you don't. And then imagine you go to visit your relatives, and one of the most powerful German sedans parks next to your little Corolla, and they have your niece there, and this guy is not even your relative. Your niece is only a first year student at this university college. University of Technology, whatever. And then, or a nursing college, whatever. And they are there, and you are told by the people in the house, or hey, mutwaike na u. And we are quiet about these things. I'm saying this because I want to get into the issue of slumber. We are sleeping and the devil is busy doing things all around us. He's busy cursing our children. He's busy infecting our children with diseases. When someone graduates, they graduate now with a terminal disease that they got from this guy. I mean, this guy has been alive for quite some time, 50 years, 55 years, drives a Bentley, is busy with a student who's doing a first year, who is even younger than his own last-born girl. And then you want to tell me that is the first time that he has a relationship with that person. This person has been alive for quite some time, man. Ukudle, bamu entile. Singile ba metaka di tear gas. Hey, this person ukudle into ining, and has been in relationships and has slept with so many women, and now he's sleeping with his children. They're sleeping with his children in these campuses. And as communities, especially the church, we don't even want to teach about the morality because we're afraid that these youth will run away from the church. They have run away already from the church. They're just coming there just to make you happy that they are there. And the community and the parents who are just happy to see a fried chicken working bucket. Yes, a fried chicken bucket coming in and the largest pizza you can ever imagine with all the juiciest ingredients of Italy on it. And they're happy with that. They're happy with your kid buying a fridge and buying a flat screen and all those things. And this is not the NSFAS money. Huh? And you're happy with them wearing all these labels and stuff. And you know you're not buying anything. And you're happy that they are going to school with the NSFAS and stuff. And when they graduate, 2 years later, they die. Hi, man. We are asleep. We need to be awakened. We need to awake. Tonight we are talking about spiritual sleep, spiritual slumber, what it is even all about.
It's here. Radio Pulpit's new website is live. You can tune in at radiopulpit.co.za and enjoy crystal clear sound with just a click of a button or listen to our podcasts. Discover biblical truths in our daily devotionals and let our stories of hope inspire you. You can download our app on this new look, easy to use platform. Find your favorite program, get to know our presenters and so much more at radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. Listen to Radio Pulpit 657 AM for a godly perspective on day-to-day events.
All right, your daily companion, Radio Pulpit, it is coming to you live. We are talking about spiritual slumber and we are warning with regards to this. And as to what it is even all about, the slumber that we see these days and the effects, one has to warn with regards to this. Isaiah 56 verses 10, his watchmen are blind. They are all ignorant. All these are effects of slumber. Watchmen that are blind, watchmen who are all ignorant, it says they are all dumb dogs. They cannot bark, sleeping, lying down, loving to slumber. And sometimes I think we find ourselves in that kind of predicament where we are no longer watchmen over our communities. As the church, we're no longer watchmen. We're no longer watchmen over the happenings of things. We're no longer watchmen because we love to slumber. We love to sleep. We love to lie down. And if you can check all these, loving to sleep and lying down, the aspect of sleeping and lying down are equivalent to spiritual death. And here we see, it says, his watchmen are blind. Slumber brings blindness. You don't see what's happening around you. They are all ignorant. It brings all kinds of spiritual ignorance. It says they're all dumb dogs. In other words, they have no danger to the enemy. The enemy is not afraid of them. Then it says, they cannot bark. They sleep lying around, lying down, loving to slumber. And this is what I've been lamenting about, you know, that we no longer stand in the gap for the communities. Someone is happy that as long as my family is okay, as long as my kids are okay, it doesn't matter what happens to the kid that you don't know. It doesn't bother you. Why do you see this kid sitting down at night at the corner of a street in such a rainy day? Our kids, we think they're at campuses. Others, I remember others would go as if they, I used to run a youth ministry, Mayak, and I would hear mothers coming to me and saying, but my kid, when she left home, she said she's going to a discipleship of young adults. And you had called it. And that kid never came, man. 2 weeks, that girl is not there. And all of a sudden now, this girl is sick, terminally, with STDs. Or there are some unwanted pregnancies that come. We have become a community that is blind. And when the word talks about dumb dogs, it speaks about this. We don't bark at the enemy and anything that makes us uncomfortable. We don't talk about it. We don't preach about it. Because we are afraid, or we are content. We are content with having our kids playing around in the house, growing around in the house, and saying, as long as my kids are in the yard, I'm fine. But as far as I'm concerned, if I can remember way back, it was the community that was responsible for raising children.
Yeah.
And now we don't see that anymore, because even churches themselves, now, if you go to many, many churches, they are closed. They'll open in the weekend when the owners come, because the owners don't even live there. They don't even live there. So, if these are not around, the churches are closed. At least if you say, okay, this guy is a minister here, but he lives there. But in the church, there's always people there, there are leaders there. There's always prayer taking place. There's always counseling. There's always projects that have to do with communities, the feeding of the hungry. They're not there, those things. They're only going to open when you go through your window. If you stay in front of a church, then you'd see that white Mercedes Benz or that gray Mercedes Benz, whatever, when it comes. It's then that they open. And from there after that, they close down again. There's always this security guy there who guards the place. They do shifts. That's what they mean about dumb dogs. It means there's no one now who is watching at the regulation of morality in the community. Everyone is just happy about what surrounds them and what has their name. It's a sad thing, I tell you. A very sad one. What comes to mind, Mayach?
Shalom, Rabbi Mayach.
Tuda.
Quickly, as you spoke that story, there was another pastor who had a church at the squatter camp.
Yeah.
And only a very good relationship with Mosadi. And it happened gore ga butse kereke yalo because batho ba ba mole ke batho ba ba tlhokang a fa batho di grocery kanti he is luring young girls, so it was easy for him gore a kope bana ko di parenting kanti o busy wa ba robala
pedophile.
Yes. So and now parents are so ignorant. Because whenever she did go to grocery, Muruti was there and all that. Oh, that's about simple. But then, Kante, there's things that, you know, he's doing to them until one of these girls who was closer to Mamuruti get to confess. And then, Okrahor now, it's a group of girls, you know, Niteano Isimulahuki and all that. So it's a very sad state of affairs. Now, we're talking about spiritual sleep and slumber, and maybe we can look at it in a way where we say it would refer to a state of spiritual inactivity, or should I call it also maybe laziness or lack of awareness of Abayahuwa's presence and work. So it could also indicate complacency and ignorance, you know, or even disobedience when it comes to the word of Abayahuwa. So the Bible or the scripture would want believers to stay awake spiritually and not to fall into slumber. So when you're looking at that, this verse that you just read, yeah, Isaiah 56 and verse 10, you can imagine when you have a security guard at a place where they're supposed to be looking after with a shock right? But then they don't do their duty. And that is exactly what we have become. And Achi, when you look at the Hebrew word, the Hebrew word lilering satah, we have the enemy whom we call Satan. But now within the word Satan, we have the word Satah, right? Mm. So the Satah in Satan, it means to be, to hide or to mask or even to disguise.
Mm.
So what I'm bringing is that there are so many things that we have tolerated that Satan has disguised them as if they are things that are good. And that is where now our guards, you know, how boxer, but you must keep your hands on the on guard. So
protect yourself all the time.
Yeah, all the time. Because the minute you drop them, you are opening an opportunity for the opponent to strike. So this is now what we need to guard against, because everything, when he comes, Hatrika dinaka leforoko, as we would normally see, but he comes disguised. That is why it would say a wolf in a sheepskin. So he comes in this disguise, whereby we start to accept, we start to conform to his ways, to say, ah, but it's okay to be gay. It's okay with this LGBTQ. We accept it in the church. It's fine. You know, it's those sort of things that makes us now we lose who we are and what we're supposed to stand for, to be obedient to the word. So when we look at another scripture, we can look at Romans 13:11. It says,
yes,
besides this, you know the time, that the hour has come for you to wake from sleep. For salvation is near to us.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Now that when we now than we first believe. So Paul here, he's urging believers to wake up and to recognize, right, or to realize the urgency of their spiritual lives. So it is quite important for us, remember, if we are made in his image and in his likeness, the book of Psalms says, he neither sleeps nor slumber. If he does not sleep nor slumber, so nathi kumele sifane naye, whereby as he is on guard, protecting us, lirona, we have a duty, not just for our close relatives or our loved ones, but for the whole community at large. We have to be standing, we have to be fasting, we have to be praying for everyone who is chosen and who is still delayed. Because they are delaying us. This flesh is delaying us because it knows it has no future. It has no everlasting life. It cannot enter the New Jerusalem. So therefore, it wants to bring deceit by wanting us to worship it, basically. So it is time for us to wake up, according to Ephesians 5:14 as well, which says, wake up, sleepers, rise from the dead, for Yahushai will shine upon you. So we are being called again, we who are spiritually asleep, to wake up and let Yahushai, who is the light, to be able to guide. So we constantly need this light so that now, there's so many delays that are around, being in television, being in the gyms and all that. We hardly can find time when it comes to reading scripture, when it comes to understanding what the scripture is, so that we can practice what the scripture is asking us to, or instructing us to do. But it is that slumber now that we have fallen into, that we have loved the things of the world more than the things of Yahuwah Elohim. Shalom.
Shalom, Ach. I hear you quite well. If you just joined us, welcome to it, man. We are talking about spiritual slumber. This is happening from now up to 8 o'clock. From 8 o'clock, it's Men's Dialogue. And of course, much of the times when we speak of slumber, we speak relatively, abstractly, but we don't look at our own practical slumbers. And that is where we have a big problem. When you look into Isaiah 26, I'm going back a bit. Isaiah 26, it says, for your dead shall live, together with my dead body they shall arise. Awake and sing, you who dwell in dust, for your dew is like the dew of herbs, and the earth shall cast out the dead. Arise and live, for your dead shall live, together with my dead body they shall arise. Awake and sing, you who dwell in the dust. Awake and sing, you who dwell in the dust. And the interpretations there is not just song, but singing is a language. In other words, create cultures that waken people. Create thoughts, philosophies that awaken people, that point people to the Christ who will awake. Remember, they speak in the sense of futurity. And Christ, in our tense, Christ who will come back, and the dead will awake. And those who are still alive to awaken themselves to the truth of what is happening. Here, if you can see, it says, awaken people to the salvation, so that the salvation that the Father has brought can become part of their lives. When we see all these atrocities, they are an indication of a lack of the knowledge of the salvation that is available to the communities. And that is why people are able to come here and open up nightclubs and start to open up human trafficking squads and gangs, and our kids are caught up in these drugs. They have laced every drug. They have laced the cigarettes, the so-called black market that has taken over. And they don't want to tell you this, that the black market has taken over the sales of cigarettes in the townships, in the cities, in the inner cities, you know, in the slums of the cities, and where you find nightclubs and all those things. Cigarettes that are sold are not even legal. And they're all laced, if you know what I mean. If you're from the streets, you will understand what I'm saying. They are laced. If you smoke them, you can't stop smoking them. So they create a demand, and that demand starts to work for them. And I was saying to people, there are people who are pushing trolleys. Mayaka, I don't know in Cape Town if you have these. People who are pushing trolleys, especially in the morning. I meet them around 4:30 in the morning when I run. They push these trolleys. They take things that are recyclable, and they pack them up, and they become such a big bunch, and they push them in the streets. They don't even shift for cars. Most of them have broken legs because of car accidents and stuff. And then, after having made the money that they had gotten from the recyclables, they go to these guys. These guys are having, they have outlets, informal outlets that look like vegetable outlets in the street corners. There it's like these guys are selling vegetables, fresh vegetables and stuff. They're selling drugs. Around 2 o'clock, 10 o'clock, just here next to the TUT Arts Campus, you go there, you will be shocked at what you would see there. Imagine how our youth are going to survive that. And then we say, as long as our children are graduates. Ish. Yeah. So those who are suffering, they need us to talk to them, to sing this new song, so that they awake and see the salvation of the death and the resurrection of Christ, and start to have the hope of life, and start to follow him and move away from the dead works. Professor, what comes to mind?
Thank you, brother. Thank you for outlining this. And it's so painful to think about the reality of it, particularly if you see it happening. One of the things that is perpetrating this behavior is the fact that most of us have lost the reality of what life is all about. We have forgotten that we don't live for ourselves, and we think each and every person can decide what to do, how to do, who to interact with, where to go, and what to get involved in. And I think that's the huge problem that is causing even our young people to sell themselves to the elderly people that you've been talking about. And also the parents themselves, they've accepted some of these things because they think it's a lifestyle of the day, and hence I'm saying it seems as though we have lost the reality of what life is all about. We have forgotten the definition of life. We have taken it to our hands, and we have made it what we want it to be. And when you read this verse in Isaiah 26:19, where it says, the dead shall live, together with my dead body they shall arise. But you focus on awake and sing. This speaks about people who are determined to rise from the dust, arise from the dust, to sing about these things, make known things that are unjust, make known things that are ungodly. But we are fearful to do these things, Brother Ray, which is why you had to talk about the watchmen that are asleep. And some of them, they are slumber, or is because there is fear involved in that. So they don't even want to speak about these things. Nobody wants to sing about these things because these things have been accepted as the norm, as a standard of life. So this awakening, this singing, this announcement of rising from the dust is not something that all of us are about or all of us want to do, simply because there is something that we have lost in terms of defining what life is all about. So when we read 1 Corinthians 16, verse 13, it says, watch, stand fast in faith, be brave, be strong. I want to bring this verse across because we remain dead. We remain in that state of ignorance, in that state of slumber, because we are sometimes scared of standing, of speaking our faith, of saying the right things that the Lord Almighty wants us to speak about. We want to be accepted. So if believers themselves can be watchful, can stand up, and they can speak and be brave about the wrong things that are happening, I believe that some of the things will be corrected. You spoke about the churches of the doors, the doors of the churches that are remaining closed because the pastors are not there. And we can have many reasons for that, like you have said, some of them are not staying there. But I want to bring across those ones who are around but are scared to stand up for such things, cannot speak out about these things because some of them are partaking in such activities, like Brother Baruch was talking about, a situation where a pastor was bringing children to the church as though he's helping them. And it's not helping them, but raping these children. So in other words, some of the things we know them, some of the things we see them, but we cannot speak about them because we have learned to accept them as they are. And we want to be accepted as well by the community and by the people whom we want to associate with. So this watchfulness, this standing in faith is no longer in us. And it makes us to remain blind to the reality of what life should be and how we should treat one another and on how should people be and how should they behave. When you read Isaiah 56:10, you said his watchmen are blind. So we are blind to many things that we shouldn't be blind about. We are ignorant about many things and we cannot speak about these things, which is why the verse speaks about dumb dogs. We cannot bark. We cannot speak what God wants us to speak. We cannot say the word in the right time. We cannot speak the word when it is its season to speak about that, but we'll rather be conforming. We'll rather do what everybody expects us to do. So which is why we are in this spiritual slumber. We are lying down and we want to conform. When we read the verse in Isaiah 61, it says, "Arise and shine, for your light has come." But the question is, how many people are arising? We'll rather remain in the dust. We have not even we don't even remember that who our source is. He who will arise, the one who knows that the source is Yahushua, who is the Lord of lords and the King of kings. But we don't rise because we have lost the identity as well. We don't have strength to rise, and it gives us and it leaves us in a spiritual death. And you have said earlier on, spiritual sleep always equates to spiritual death, because there's nothing that will be alive in us if we are not rising to who we are. We are identified with Yahushua. So if I cannot live for him, it means I remain dead in the relationship that I have with him. So if I'm dead in him, it means I cannot live the life that he wants me to live. And if I'm not connected with the Lord, it means I will be ignorant even in what he says to me today, because I will be conforming and continue to do the things of the world. And when the Bible says the glory of the Lord is risen upon you, we even ignore. Even when God continues to speak to us, we ignore the word. We ignore the time of awakening. We ignore the time of revival simply because we are now spiritually dead because of this slumber and this sleep, which sometimes we have gotten ourselves to with our behaviors, which sometimes we have allowed to happen into our lives by being quiet to some of the things we shouldn't be quiet about, by allowing some of the things that we shouldn't be allowing to happen into our lives. And hence the word speaks to us, awake you who sleep, arise from the dead. The Christ is here to give us light, but we do not recognize that the light that he is coming to give us is great enough that it can make a difference in the life of our community, in the life of our families as well. And we allow our youngsters to live the life of darkness without us saying a right word, without us rebuking them, without us correcting them. And we allow everybody else to dictate the terms in which they should live their lives. And you said earlier, long time ago, the child was raised by the community. But these days, the children are raised by these old men, like you are saying, and these old men are not taking them to God, but they are satisfying themselves with these children. And what is the community doing? We are keeping quiet because we think, I'm not the mother of that girl. I'm not an aunt of that girl. So there is this ignorance that is blinding most of us, that we don't see things the way we should see them. And hence, they said, we have defined life our own way, not the way that God wants us to define life. And today he says, we need to be awake. We need to rise up. We need to take ourselves from the dust and become alive again in him and for him, so that we can be able to reflect and reveal the light that God has already given unto us. It's unlike we don't have the light. The light is already here, but we have to wake up. A person who's asleep, even if the lights are on, if he's asleep, that person will not even recognize that there was light in this room. So which is the state that we are at? We are asleep, yet the light is here. We are lying down in this situation, yet the light is available. So it's when we recognize that there is light, the solution, there is God who has given us hope even in times of darkness, that we will be able to make a difference in our lives and in the life of our generation and our children. So what we need to do is to wake up, rise, and begin to see life for what life is all about, and begin to define life the way God defines it, not with our own standards, not with the standards of the world, not with our education sometimes, but we need to define life from the God standard and rise up to that reality so that you can be alive in God and for God.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Professor. If you just joined us, we are talking about spiritual slumber, spiritual sleep, what it is all about, and the effects, solutions, what needs to be done. I'm focusing on warnings, you know, what the word says with regards to this. You can send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729, that's 0826572729. You can send the WhatsApps and tell us some of the things that we are sleeping on, and they are happening and we are busy sleeping. Some of the things that we are busy sleeping and these things are happening. Send us a WhatsApp, 0826572729. Let me hear from you as to what you make of this. Right.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Prayer, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, a companion for those who need encouragement. Listen to us on our app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
Mark, let me bring this to you then. When we talk about spiritual slumber or spiritual sleep, we are being warned, man. We are being warned. And I'm looking at Mark 11, verse 35 and 36 says, "Watch therefore, for you do not know the master, when the master of the house is coming, in the evening, at night, or at the crowing of the rooster, or in the morning, lest morning come suddenly and he finds you sleeping." Now, the notion of lest morning comes and you are found sleeping, or lest the Lord, or lest the Elohim arrives and he finds us asleep, and lest that time comes and the master, Yahushua, finds us sleeping. You know, that is what worries me much of the times. And then sleeping, many people think that, no, as long as I go to church 3 times a week, I'm not sleeping. But your very neighbor does not know even that you have Christ in your life. Your very neighbor doesn't know. And doesn't the word says love your neighbor the way you love yourself? Your very neighbor doesn't know that you have Christ. Your fellow students and your fellow comrades, they don't know that you have Christ. And they make all kinds of decisions. Huh? When as long as you are happy, you're going to a prayer meeting and all those kinds of things and stuff. I mean, I'm right, man. That's a slumber. And many people think, okay, just because I'm in the church and all those things, and then I'm doing all these things in the church and all that. But it goes beyond that. In the church, you're becoming equipped to go out and be effective for the kingdom of the Elohim. It's a slumber on our part because our focus is so narrow. Mayach?
Hey, Tuda Malak, Tuda. Actually, that's the point that I wanted to raise, Kore. Even Lerona, who are calling ourselves believers, agere. Kore, riplela Kore, ki responsibility ya barut, na hakimu barut. Why one? And that is what you are raising, to say the word has got absolutely nothing to do with bishop or, you know, pura color or in, no. It's the word that is of truth. It's the word that is truth. So you are lighting another candle. If you have the light, so you see, hey, this room needs some lighting. You are lighting another candle. So that it must get to the level or to have that maybe understanding, you know. But we keep mum, or we've become scared, you know, and not knowing Kure. Probably tomorrow we may be judged, Kure, through you. So many people were supposed to be saved. But then, because you being Baruch, you were in slumber or in sleep, then those people, look at them now. They are on the other side. They are on the wrong side. An example as well, even teaching our children as well. So it is learning something from the word, and you are able to go and share what Yahuwah Elohim has done for you, or what you're learning about his word, you know. So it is important for wherever we are being planted in offices, you know, in the corporates and whatnot. So wherever we are, we need to be able to share the word so that those that are unaware of it can now be aware. Because we believe Kure Abba wants everyone to be saved. Let it be them who reject the word, but let the word be preached unto them. Why one?
Yes.
So we have to keep watching, and truly we do not know when the master of the house is coming. Why one? So we can even say, not now. Only a calling self, who delay or procrastinate and all that. Nako yata maya. Nako kayemele wena.
There's no time.
You know. So yes. So when you know your gift, you know your responsibility, you know your gift. And I always say, every morning I share the daily manna, and I say I'm not a pastor. Right, but it's just the beauty that I find in the word, and I feel I cannot keep it secret to myself. But I come and I share with people so that it's what has been put to me or what I've been enlightened with. And somebody will come one day, the word that will be shared will be speaking to them.
Mm.
You know, and a learner I would receive from others. So it's a combination of us sending each other scriptures, encouraging one another, building one another, sharpening one another. That is what is important, because truly, yes, we don't know when the end could be in the next 5 minutes. Mm. The question is, are we ready?
Yeah.
You know, that is quite important. You've been talking of the scripture about children, right? There's a scripture in the book of Job 31, number 1, which speaks of young girls, I think, which says, my eyes should not lust over young girls.
Mm.
So now, once again, the scripture is giving a guidance, as always, to teach us rebatona. And these are bana bailogurekebana, our children, you know. So instead, we can't be sleeping with them, but responsible affair, a guidance, because it takes a village to raise a child.
Mm.
So it cannot be now, because they look so beautiful or sexy or whatever they may call it and all that, that we see them and we lust for them. You know?
Mm.
And the scripture, you know, when people also slumber is on those that are not believing, but they can see things unfolding, because every one of us, reading or going to church, so the scripture, we know it, but we just choose to be ignorant. We just choose to sleep, you know. But we can see the truth is unfolding before our eyes. The prophecy that the word of Abba Yahuwah has spoken, it's unfolding. So which means we cannot come and claim the Bible is lying. Where else these things we are witnessing with our own eyes? Because that tells us who rerobes or rhetoric. Hallelujah.
Sure. Tuda, send us your WhatsApp. 082-657-2729. Let's hear what you say on this matter. Things that we are asleep on, which we are not supposed to be sleeping on as believers these days.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love. On 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life explained.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.